Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Martha Beck's The Way of Integrity. Sophie, I have to ask, when you first saw that title, did you think it was a book about being a good person in the moral sense?
Oh, absolutely. I thought it was going to be a lecture about keeping promises or something, but it's not that at all. Beck defines integrity as integration, being whole, undivided, with your actions, words, and feelings all aligned. It's about ending that internal civil war.
Right? And she opens with this powerful metaphor. We're all lost in a dark forest. The trees are so thick we can't see the sky, and every path loops back. We have a map drawn by someone who's never been in the forest. That map is what she calls the grid, all the stories we tell ourselves about who we should be.
The grid is built from our parents' expectations, culture's demands, past traumas. It tells you need to be successful, thin, rich, married, and constantly happy. But it's a lie. The more you follow it, the more lost you get.
And the hardest step is just admitting you're lost. We're masters of self-deception, right? We've built these elaborate mental constructs to protect ourselves from the truth.
So how do you even start to find your way out? Beck says your body is your most reliable guide. It's a biological integrity meter that never lies. When you're aligned, your body feels open and energized. When you're not, you get knots in your stomach, tightness in your chest, exhaustion.
She calls those sensations integrity indicators. Instead of asking, "What should I do?" you ask, "What does my body feel about this?" If a job offer makes your stomach clench, pay attention. If a relationship leaves you drained, pay attention.
But then you hit the second obstacle, fear. The grid is held in place by fear of rejection, failure, and being alone. When you start to deviate, the fear rises up. Beck calls it the guardian of the threshold, a terrifying figure trying to turn you back.
And our instinct is to fight the fear, push through it. But she says befriend it, turn toward it with curiosity. Ask it what it wants. Often it's just trying to protect you from a pain you've already survived. You thank it and move past.
That's a beautiful reframe. Once you're past that guardian, you enter what she calls the wild mind. That's the part of you that existed before the grid was built, the curious, creative, brave kid who knew how to play without self-consciousness.
And to access the wild mind, you have to break free from the grid's control. One of her practical strategies is saying no. Start small. Say no to the extra coffee you don't want. Say no to the social invitation that fills you with dread. Every clean no carves a path out of the forest.
The other technique is following your shiny objects. The wild mind communicates through joy and curiosity. A book title that catches your eye, a sudden urge to walk in the rain, those aren't distractions. They're signposts pointing toward your real life.
The grid tells you those impulses are a waste of time. But Beck says joy is not a reward for good behavior. It's a navigation system. When you follow your joy, you're moving toward the life you were meant to live.
And then comes the third challenge, grief. To become whole, you have to let go of the parts of the grid you've been clinging to. You have to grieve the life you thought you were supposed to have. Maybe a career you spent years building, a comfortable but deadening relationship.
That's painful, but she doesn't offer a way around it, only a way through. Create a container for your grief. Cry, journal, scream into a pillow. Grief is the price of admission to a real life.
And what's on the other side? She calls it the integrity life. It's not a life without problems, but a life without internal conflict. You trust yourself. Your decisions are clear. You're no longer trying to be someone else because you've discovered the person you are is enough.
She describes this final state as radical amazement. You notice the light on the leaves, the taste of your food, the sound of a friend's laughter. The anxiety dissolves. You feel a sense of belonging, not because you found the right group, but because you found yourself.
The message is hopeful. The pain you feel isn't a sign you're broken. It's a sign you're ready to be found. The dark forest isn't a prison, it's a passage. And the way out is simply the way of integrity, becoming the one person you are always meant to be.
You know, the one thing I'm actually taking away is that my body knows the truth before my mind does. I've been ignoring that knot in my stomach for years. I'm going to start listening to it.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into this, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So remember, you don't need to be fixed. You only need to be remembered. We'll see you in the next one.